My sister wanted to help with my chores, but only to win a contest at church. She didn't really want to help.
Why don't you give her another chance? Maybe she's learning to show love in action. Good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If your brother or sister suddenly wanted to be very helpful, would you wonder why? Maybe they're in a contest, or maybe they learned this from Jesus in John chapter 15, verse 12. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Well, that's what our story is all about today. The title of it is With Love. Cameron, let me help you with that. Alexis reached for a pile of laundry that needed to be folded. It will earn me points for my youth group contest. I want to get the most points so I could win. One of the ways kids in the youth group could earn points was by helping members of their family. Cameron frowned and batted her sister's hand away. "I'm not signing any paper saying you helped me with anything. Just leave me and my things alone." The rest of Alexis's family were delighted with her behavior. They could hardly believe how helpful she had become. She did dishes, made beds, offered to help with her brother's homework, babysat, and even carried out the trash. Cameron was the only one who refused her help. Alexis did well in the contest, but she didn't win. Yet, to everyone's surprise, her helpful ways continued. One day, Cameron asked Alexis to help her fold the laundry. Alexis was puzzled. "Why do you let me do things for you now?" she asked. "When we were having the contest, you wouldn't let me do anything for you." "Well, now you really want to help me," Cameron replied. "Before, you just did it for points." Alexis thought about that. "I guess that's true. I wanted to win the prize for getting the most points." "Why do you want to help me now?" Cameron asked. "Well, on the day the contest ended, Mrs. Wilson talked about a Bible passage that says no matter how much good we do, if we don't have love in our hearts, our good deeds are worthless in God's sight. She said that's why she came up with the contest in the first place, to show how people often think they're earning points with God when they do good things. But if they don't have the love of Jesus in their hearts, their good deeds mean nothing. She said we need to trust in Jesus and depend on Him to help us do good things for others out of love. And I realized she was right." Alexis grinned at her sister. "I'm glad you can tell the difference." "I can," Cameron laughed. "But now I'm sorry I didn't help you win the contest." So, how about you? Do you do nice things for other people? Why? Is it so you'll win points with them and make them like you? Or do you think doing good deeds wins points with God? He says that all good things you do mean nothing if they're not done out of genuine love, the kind of love that Jesus has for you. So trust in Jesus to let His love fill your heart and overflow to others. They can really tell the difference. Our key verse once again,
John 15:12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you."
And our key thought for today, love one another. You know, sometimes the Bible is hard to understand. Ask for help when you have questions about what it has to say. Your parents, a pastor, or a Sunday school teacher are all good people to ask, and we'd love to hear your questions too. You can find us online. Just ask for permission and go to keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. There you can send us an email, and we'll answer just as soon as we can. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.